Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Several years ago, a massive tree in Colorado fell to the ground with a resounding crash. It had stood on that hill for more than 400 years. It was a mere sapling when Columbus landed in San Salvador. Over the centuries, it had been struck by lightning 14 times. It had endured many wind storms. It had even defied an earthquake. But in the end, it was killed by little beetles. Boring under the bark, they chewed away its mighty fibers until one day, that king of the forest came thundering down. You know, like these small beetles, they seem so small and insignificant. Many times, sin makes substantial inroads into our spiritual lives. If it's left unchecked, it will cause us to fall like that majestic tree. The idle word spoken, or the prayer time that's omitted, the occasional fleshly pleasure that's indulged, these things can start small, but can grow and bring us to a downfall. And that's why God says we need to walk in holiness before Him. You know, many times you can't tell if you're backsliding. But I just want to ask you a couple of questions that will help you to see where you stand. Do you really like to be around highly spiritual people? If you don't, you're backsliding. Has Christianity become very formal? Do you no longer enjoy your walk with God? Then you're in the process of backsliding. As your love for God dwindled, when you talk about God, do you still get a tear in your eye because of your love for God? If you don't, you're probably in the process of backsliding. How about your love for people? If you have no interest in evangelism or world missions, the conversions of souls to God, then you're probably in the process of backsliding. If you have little interest in prayer, corporate prayer or personal prayer, if it's a duty for you, it's work for you, it's not a joy, then you're probably backsliding. How about your desire for the Word of God? Do you love the Word of God? Do you enjoy getting into the Word of God? If not, you're probably backsliding. People that have a fault-finding, a critical spirit, you know, and they gossip about others, are in the process of backsliding. Having an uncontrolled temper. These things, you see, the fruit of the Spirit is real, and it helps us to get the victory in every area of our lives. If any of these apply to you, then let the Lord start to work in your life and just ask Him to forgive you. Don't let the little beetles bring you down. Confess these things to Christ immediately today and turn and go God's way. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4, verse 8. Let the Lord grab a hold of your life and use you. Don't let your life be like that tree that came crashing down. God bless you, and always remember, Christ is the answer.